All right, so just say something again, Kyle, to make sure I'm picking you up good.
Check one, two.
Yep, that's great. That's great. So let's get started. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. That is Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 13. This is Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans. I'm your host, Sandra Flack, and our guest today is the Regional Manager for Care Portal in the Fort Worth, Texas area, Kyle Johnson. Welcome to the show, Kyle.
Thanks so much.
So we're thrilled to have you today and have this conversation and talk more about Care Portal. Many of our guests that we often interview here on this show are foster or adoptive parents, and that's what led them to orphan ministry. That's not the case for you. For you, it was a little bit of a different start. Tell us what led you to be involved in serving kids in crisis.
Well, I was actually the missions and small groups pastor at a multi-site church here in Texas, and the church itself was beginning an orphan care ministry. I was not really a part of it, but we wanted this new ministry, you know, what we thought was a new ministry, to really be kind of an all across the board, like every other ministry compartment that we kind of had. We wanted each of the other ministries to have just an element of inclusivity with orphan care and involvement. And so it fell to me to implement Care Portal, which was really still very new at that time. And so in the course of training leaders and developing materials for us internally, I actually had the chance to just kind of switch sides and do equipping and just the training of both agencies and churches full-time with Care Portal. So that's what got me into it. I think the biggest thing that just got me so excited about it was the idea of equipping the church, because as the small groups and missions guy, I was very frustrated at how difficult it was to find good, legitimate opportunities to serve the community where I could just hand it off and I didn't have to like plan every piece of logistics for the people that we were going out. It didn't have to be a big event. I could just connect people to an email and just kind of serve them along the way, help them debrief and disciple them as they were going out. So it was just an amazing tool that I just instantly fell in love with. So
yeah, and that's how we feel about it here too. And I definitely want to delve into Care Portal much deeper. But I want to go back even before that, before you were on staff at that church in Texas and what God was really doing in your life at the beginning of your walk with Christ, which probably planted some seeds in your heart for vulnerable children. And it involves the World Race mission trip and all of that. So tell us about that. Take us back to that time.
Well, it kind of started as I was a senior in college at the very beginning of the school year. I found out that my dad was terminally ill with cancer. And it was one of those things where I'd always called myself a Christian. But honestly, you probably kind of see this or kind of know what I'm talking about. But, you know, there's so many of us out there that call ourselves Christians, but really we use it to our advantage more than we surrender to it. And that was me. I was kind of still very much in control of my life. And when my dad got sick, you know, little known to me, he had become a believer since I had not lived with him. Long story, but I hadn't lived with him since I was 16. And I became one of his primary caregivers. And so as kind of the story goes, like as I was helping my dad end his life well, really the Lord used that time to really begin my life. And that's kind of the thing that led me to start writing journals. And when I when I started, you know, journaling, I had no idea what I was doing. I'd never really written like that before. And the story kind of just developed, and I ended up capturing really my own testimony in the course of those journals of losing my dad. And then ended up going on my very first mission trip, which was 11 countries to 11 months. And I just really jumped off the deep end. I really wanted to know what it really looked like to follow Christ. And I just kept writing the whole way through. And so when I got through with this crazy trip where many of our host organizations and ministries had, like, their ministry was so focused on children and caring for families, it just made so much, like, all these dots were aligning, you know, from hindsight now, looking back, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is such a crazy development. But when I got back, I just sat on these, like, hundreds of pages of typed journals that I kept. And the Lord had been promising me that there was going to be something that he was going to do with those journals, but I was kind of, honestly, just kind of shoved it into the back of my mind as like arrogance, like that's not real, that's not going to work. But I mean, it was such an amazing lesson of God's faithfulness, because he just kept bringing things to the forefront, and publishers and editors, and eventually when I was offered a job at the church where I, you know, just kind of told you about, part of their job offer was that they wanted to publish this book that they had heard about. And it was this amazing story of kind of just God really putting a bow on the very promise that he told me from the very beginning, was this is going to be a much bigger plan than you think. And so it's been a really cool journey. I've got this book now that I don't like to say I wrote a book, because I really didn't write a book. I published a book, I published journals that are now, I guess, a book. But it's cool because now I get to just give this book away to friends and people that I meet for the hard copy version. And
wow. How can our listeners, Kyle, get a copy of your book?
If you want to go on Amazon, you can find it on Amazon. It's just called My Father's Son. So you just search for My Father's Son, and then maybe type in my name too, Kyle Johnson, and it'll pop up. And I think there's a way that you can message me on there too. So if you wanted a hard copy, you could. Otherwise, you know, the digital version is up there, and it's been pretty cool. I like surprising people, because I'm a pretty young guy. I'm only 31, so people hear like, "Oh, Kyle's got a book," you know. Pretty cool to just, you know, interesting fun fact about me.
So. Yeah. Well, and when God wants to do something, right, he accomplishes it.
No joke.
Yeah. And then used all of that, all of your early story and that mission trip to really put vulnerable children on your heart and then placed you in that church where you were part of that launching of Care Portal there. So let's talk about Care Portal. You're the regional manager of Care Portal in the Fort Worth area, and I'm the regional manager here in the Capital Region in New York. So Kyle, why don't you explain for our listeners who might not know the gist of what Care Portal is and how it works?
So the biggest thing that I like to start out with for Care Portal is to make sure that people know that it's not its own ministry. A lot of people just immediately, you know, group something that sounds, I mean, it kind of sounds like a ministry, but we really need to dispel that myth, because that's honestly one of the biggest things that holds people back from really embracing it and using it, because Care Portal really is just a technology used by the ministry. So Justice for Orphans is the ministry, right? And you're using this technology called Care Portal, which it really just serves as an email system between the government agencies or child welfare agencies. It's a chance to train them to submit requests through this email system that churches then receive based on their location around the family. And it's just a chance for the church to respond. And there's so many different ways to implement the technology from the church's side that it's so flexible. You can talk about it all day long. You talk about the possibilities. I mean, it's just endless. You can use some small groups. You can have like a response team. now where you can, like one or two people in the church can like activate the church based on one request that they see. And it can literally go to the whole congregation if they want. And so the opportunity to really invite the entire church into a space that the church has typically not been able to access, it's really exciting. Because what happens when we step into that space is that's the Ephesians 4 promise, is that when we are equipped, we grow. And we grow in closer with Christ in our own relationship. We grow in maturity. We grow as a church, together in unity. I mean, it's all of the things that we show up to church hoping to receive for ourselves. That's the beauty of it, is that God's promise is that we receive those very things that we're sitting in the pew or in our Bible study class. We actually receive those when we're stepping out into ministry. It's just really hard to equip people for ministry in the American church, and at least in reliable, vetted ways that don't require a huge event to plan. And so Care Portal really is kind of designed to take that away and let churches equip their people and then disciple them along the way. All the while, obviously, being obedient and caring for the most vulnerable, the families and the kids that need the most help.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we love about it, is it's really, Care Portal is it's a technology tool, it's a ministry tool, and a discipleship tool, really, for churches to not only do ministry in their community in a very easy and effective way, but also allow discipleship opportunities for the members of their congregation to be able to walk out ministry and do what the church is supposed to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing opportunity. Like, I tell pastors all the time, because, you know, pastors are kind of just given the heads up of, hey, your church has responded to this, or whoever is kind of like over Care Portal for the church. But, like, whoever that staff person is, I'm always telling them, like, try to debrief with everybody that goes on and in response to a request, because that's where the discipleship really happens. That's where you can engage them in a moment of vulnerability and say, man, what did you see? Where did God show up? What characteristics of God were like most visible, and where are you struggling, right? Like, a lot of ministry is hard, you know? It can leave you feeling disappointed at times, but that literally is the opportunity to grow as a disciple of Christ. If we're not careful, we miss it, you know? And then it just becomes like this, I don't think I could do that. Or, you know, we make our own conclusions about, you know, whatever the family's going through, and if we're not careful to frame that in prayer and in scripture, we can really go off course. So the discipleship out, like, that's a really big piece of this. But it's like the best part about it, in my opinion. So
yeah, and that's what we love about it too. So Kyle, what impact have the churches had in the Fort Worth area by utilizing the Care Portal technology?
In my area, my region, we are almost at 2,000 kids impacted.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. We try to capitalize on those milestones and just really celebrate them, because it's nothing that I've done. It's nothing that, you know, any one ministry even has done in my area. I cover a pretty big area. So altogether, we're about at a pretty significant milestone. And then the economic impact of all of those families and kids being helped is over $500,000 already.
Wow.
So we're just, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I love seeing how it grows, and I love being involved, especially from the local level. When I get into my own church, I'm the squeaky wheel in my own church about this. So we keep plugging along, and we hit, when we hit the milestone of serving 100 kids just in my own church, man, it was a big deal, you know? So we got to celebrate that.
Yeah. I love that. I mean, that's huge. We just launched about 6 months ago in Schenectady County, the first county that Care Portal has been implemented in New York. And we're excited, because we're about 250 kids served at this point.
Oh, that's awesome.
Those numbers just every week really go up as the churches go out and do ministry in their community. So we are thrilled about that. So Kyle, share with us a story or two that have come out of Care Portal in your region. Where has God showed up, and what has the church been doing?
Oh, man. So this, you know, there's so many little stories and inklings that you hear rumors about, and you make a phone call and you get more details, and it's just like you just hang up the phone call and you're just in such worship because it's so cool to really understand, like, man, it's really working. You know, at times it doesn't seem like it is working as well as we want it to, but then God gives you that, like, that reassurance of, yeah, it is, you know, like I'm doing this, you know. A couple of stories that come to mind were there's one church, small group. It's just, you know, one small group from one church. They've been rocking and rolling with Care Portal for several months, and they got introduced to a young lady who had aged out of foster care. I don't remember what the initial request was even for, but they were able to form a connection with her that turned into, like, helping her get sent off to college. They attended her high school graduation and were, like, really the main group there for, you know, in support of this young woman. And just a bond that formed and trust that was built that turned into them really being, like, the family that sent this young woman off to school and sending her care packages. And then when she comes home or when she comes back to the area, like, it's this group that is the primary group that she's looking to visit and spend time with. And, you know, it's wow. Really, really cool that connection. It was just, you know, that initial request for some item or some service that was just the foot in the door for this small group to really wrap around this young lady and just say, man, we care about you and we're local to you. So we want to be useful. We want to be, supportive to you. So that's been really, really cool. And then another kind of just bigger scale story is that, you know, when you notice, when you start noticing trends in the requests that you see, you know, and you start realizing, like, oh my gosh, so many of these requests are dealing with beds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a regional manager, you're kind of seeing these requests, and I start doing numbers and crunching data, and I start realizing, like, man, if I remember correctly, I think it was 40% of our requests had something to do with a bed. And I was like, man, this is by far the most common request we've seen. How do we make this the easiest request to purchase to meet? Just to be able to have a bigger impact, right? And so I start talking to the church where I was on staff with, still have a good relationship with them. And I just started asking these questions of, like, man, what would it look like if you guys built beds? And what if we could connect with other ministries that are doing this and learn from their plans to the point where we could just have, like, an assembly line style way of building beds in mass. And using that as kind of like a community event to pull the church together. But then you have 20 or 30 bunk beds that are ready to go for these requests that are coming out. And so it took a little while, you know, obviously, you know, big churches, they have to figure a lot of logistics out. But the long story, you know, made short, it's working. This church has done I think they're planning their third bed build event. And it is such a huge success. Everybody that's come to these events has just been raving about, well, one, how easy it is that their whole family can come and show up and participate in helping build these beds. But then the stories that are coming out that about where these beds are going, it's just driving more people to get involved deeper. So I love kind of just seeing how the Lord can use something as simple as a bed to just kind of show people what's going on right in their own backyard and say, man, you can do something about this, and just kind of get them along that journey, you know?
That is incredible. And that is, we're seeing that trend here in New York as well.
Yeah.
Beds are, I think, our number one requested item. And a lot of folks just don't realize that in their community, there are children sleeping on floors, on deflating air mattresses, on a bare mattress on the floor. And kids need beds, and oftentimes that could be a determining factor of whether a child stays in their home or ends up in foster care. So beds are huge, and that's, you know, that's something we're trying to tackle here in New York. And we would love to see a church or several churches, you know, put together this idea of bed building events and build beds. That's a whole new ministry that can open up, like you said, more involvement of more people, more families in something like that. And it opens their eyes to the need right in their community. So that's just incredible. Yeah. So yeah, thank you for sharing about that. Kyle, as we begin to wrap up here today, what is on your heart that you want to make sure our listeners take away from our conversation?
I think, you know, the concept of ministry at a church, a lot of the time we just kind of have this notion that it has to be top down and it has to start with the pastor, and we're just kind of doing what they say, you know, we're supposed to be doing, or, you know, just the I don't know, what I've noticed is that people are generally slow to suggest or you know, bring up ideas. And whether that's because they don't know if they can handle it themselves, or, you know, they just, you know, they're off doing their own thing or whatever. But I think Care Portal is one of the best things to approach your pastor with and say, you know, pastor, this is something that I would like to receive. I just want to get the emails on behalf of our church. Would you be okay with that? You know, and to offer to pilot this program, this technology in your church, you will quickly realize who else needs to kind of be using the technology with you. Because really, the answer is basically every ministry leader, every ministry has a use for the information that Care Portal brings you, because you're all looking at it from a different perspective. Men's ministry are going to look at it from a different perspective than a kids ministry leader would, but everybody can look at these requests and say, man, we can do something about that together with our ministry. It's just a matter of getting it started. And so I would just encourage everybody, if you're interested in just checking this out and trying it out, just ask your pastor. And I can tell you, from being in ministry, it was a dream when somebody came up to me and said, would you be willing to let me do this on behalf of our church? That hardly ever happens. Mm. And, you know, you want that as a pastor to say, man, I'll support you and I'll be there with you, but I just don't have the bandwidth to pilot this. So yeah, that would be my big encouragement, is just to take ownership of it if you're interested in doing it, and just say, pastor, I want to be the person that tries this out for us. Would you be willing to let me do that?
Wow, that's great advice. It doesn't have to be pastor-led. Pastor-approved is good, right? But anybody in the church that has a heart for vulnerable children and really wants to step in and have a tangible impact in their community, you can essentially launch this ministry in your church, launch it, lead it, and then people get involved. There's something for everybody in the church to do through Care Portal, from men's ministry to women's ministry to youth ministry, small groups. Anybody of any ability and age can get involved in Care Portal in one way or another, and it engages the whole church. And it's exciting. It also leads to church collaboration. We're seeing several churches work together to meet some larger requests that are entered into the system, and that's a great thing too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love it. It's every size, every type, every ministry. It really does bring valuable information. So
we're excited about what's going on there in Texas through Care Portal and what the churches are doing there, and nationwide. I believe Care Portal is now implemented in 21 states around the country, including Hawaii, which is pretty incredible. And here in New York as well, we're working on launching in our second county, coming up here pretty soon. So we're very excited about it. We're seeing the impact here locally, nationwide as well. And we encourage our listeners, go to careportal.org to learn more about Care Portal. You can enroll your church. You can find out what's going on in your state. You can find out what's going on in your community, and you can enroll your church and get involved in this ministry, which is really an incredible tool. So, Kyle, thank you for sharing your story with us today and for really all that you're doing there in the Fort Worth area on behalf of children and families in crisis.
Oh, it's an honor to be part of it with you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, thank you for being with us, and we thank you for listening today. Again, I'm your host, Sandra Flack. I'd also like to thank some local businesses who also really care about kids. We have Collins & Sons of Ravenna, Tumble Rock Cabins of Duanesburg, and Heart Ear Boutique of Glenmont. They are all table sponsors of our September 2019 fundraising banquet. So we want to say a great big thank you to each one of them. And you can find more episodes of this podcast on our website at justicefororphansny.org. Also on iTunes and Google Play, just search for the show by name, Orphans No More. Be sure to follow the podcast and share it on your social media. You can also find and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Justice for Orphans. JFO is a nonprofit ministry on a mission to inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you. It might be adoption. It might be foster care. It could be getting your church involved in Care Portal. Whatever it is, we just encourage you to step out in faith and do it. To learn more or to contact us or donate online, visit us at justicefororphansny.org. All right, I think we